Hello and welcome to season 2, episode 15 of the Red or Dead podcast. I'm Suki and we are in for a treat today, guys. It must be some kind of Christmas miracle because we have been joined by Mr. Kassam Looch himself.
Oh my word.
Kassam, how are you?
I told you, there's a few reasons. First of all, Boris has locked it all down, so everything is finished, it's over, you've had your good times, now it's time for the reality check. I completely agree with that. I was supposed to be in Barbados right now, and so instead I'm here on a call with you lot.
I'm happy about it.
A whole episode.
That's like my punishment for all the good times. Nah, there's not enough time for that. Let's just say I've had the good times, and now I'm stuck here with the rest of you lot. Seeing us 2021. I've also obviously been observing from afar some of the nonsense that you've been talking. I'd much rather talk about that, like the unnecessary optimism.
We're
also joined by Dre and Ellie today. How are you guys?
Get my umbrella because it's about to rain.
I'm like Rambo today, mate. I am licked up, ready to attack. Cass, you are going down.
It's gonna rain truth bombs.
You don't stand a chance. There's no way you can be less optimistic about us being the first English team in history to win all six games of our Champions League.
We're not. There's been four other teams that have done it.
English.
Look at you, Mr. Brexit again. English this, English that.
What league is
this? Boris, just shut your ass down and you're still going like, oh, England. We had this in the summer. Forget it.
Mate, what league are Liverpool playing in, my friend? What country?
Dre, how was your week?
let's have a Dre segment.
It was nice. I'm very happy that Cass is back.
I've never
seen you sweating so much, mate. You're really sweating.
I'm happy that Cass is back because I missed him on this, and it feels like family members are all. Christmas is back now.
Tis the season.
We are somewhat, except for when Suki wants to be. That we are pretty much all in unison. So it's nice to have someone who thinks a completely the opposite side of
positive. Warped.
Listen, look, before we move on, one thing I have done that we should all do if we get a chance to do it is life-size Monopoly. It's the best night I've had. If you like Monopoly, it's one of the best things you can do. And it's also like escape rooms. It's you pick a team. Like we would be a good team if including Maria, if the five of us went down, we would smash that.
Nice. I love it. What? So where is it?
Yeah, who's our sixth member? We ain't got a number six. We'll get Ricky down or something.
Now, where is it, Cass?
It's in Tottenham Court Road in Central.
Wow. No, that sounds crazy, man. So how do you like roll the dice?
There's a big dice that you roll and then you walk around it. It's like a miniaturized version of the board, but every square you land on is an escape room. So you go into it and then you have to perform a challenge. But it's still the similar rules to the game. So whoever earns the most money, people land on your property, they pay you rent. You have to physically build a hotel or a house.
Oh my God.
They've done a really good job with it. Yeah.
Sounds incredible. That sounds incredible. Mate, we're going to have to get it. Red or Dead team on there. And
2022 plans.
I'm going straight for Mayfair bedroom.
We all need to be in the same group. I think I've seen everyone recently except for... Ellie, have I seen you this year? I don't think I have. In person?
No, I did. No, actually.
Not even in person? Rah.
No, I've seen everyone in person except for Ellie this year. Which is weird.
Ellie doesn't let us know.
You've not met Ellie yet?
No, actually, I've not met Suki in the flesh, actually, or Maria.
That's weird.
I've not met Dre. Oh, no, I have met Dre, sorry. Just last year.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, unforgettable experience it was too. But I've definitely seen Cats because we've done a little succession sketch. That was fairly recent.
Yeah, not on purpose. We just randomly bumped into one another.
In fact, we've done it twice.
Do you know what we should do? We have done it twice. Do you know what we should do? Reunion in Barcelona.
Now that is a plan.
I'm up for that. I've got a place sorted. So if we decide to go.
You've got a place sorted for all of us.
Well, I mean, I'm all right. I don't know about you lot.
No, I've got a place sorted for me too. So
Yeah, see, I knew Ellie would be fine. I knew Ellie would be sorted.
We need in the Barcelona Grand Prix or something like that, just to bring it back to the original.
Sponsored by Heineken.
start chipping away at that idea.
Yeah. I'll try not to miss my flight.
Oh my god!
I did miss a flight. Oh my gosh! I went to Copenhagen at the weekend.
I saw you did it again.
I couldn't. I got stuck. There's an accident on the M6 on the way there, on the way to Liverpool Airport, and so I missed. So I've literally had to make a call. I thought I'm not going to be able to get there, but I already booked my hotel in Copenhagen, non-refundable. So I thought I've got to get there. And I looked, as I was in traffic, I booked a flight from Manchester Airport. But then I realized, that was leaving 2 hours later, but then I realized I need to get back to my car because I only wanted to book the outbound flight and not the return flight. So I basically had to drive to Liverpool Airport so I could leave my car there, get a taxi from Liverpool to Manchester so I can make the flight and then flew back to Liverpool. So it was a nightmare.
So this was a holiday then?
Yeah, it was a holiday, not a press trip. It was a proper holiday, although it felt like work.
Just for the record, I hate Copenhagen. That's probably the worst place I've been to.
Really? That much? Is there a reason?
I don't know if I've told you the full story, but there was a few incidents that happened there with me and Adu, and being kicked out of restaurants for not being a local, basically.
Really?
Was this with Beyond Hollywood or Wanderlust?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. So we got it was the only time it happened as well, and it was in Copenhagen.
No way. I had a pretty good time there.
I've never been yet.
It's on my list.
It was cold though. Wrong time to go. It's my fifth time there actually, but it's the wrong time to go. It's so cold.
I've got to do it how you guys do it, because you guys do a blitz of countries at the same time, like just back to back to back. Yeah. Before there's
if you do Denmark and you've never been there, then you definitely should do Sweden at the same time. Just like double up. It's a train ride over.
Sweden. I need to do Sweden.
Oh man, you should do that. It's about an hour over to Malmo.
Yeah,
and it's like going from like London to Liverpool, basically. There's no checks or anything. It's just part of the same country, basically, when you do it by train. And Sweden, completely opposite, one of my favorite countries in the world. So there you go.
Okay. Sweden is lovely. I went to R in Sweden for skiing and for Ford. R.
Ah.
Yeah, it's at the top. It's Ibrahimovic comes from there, and he's got two houses there. And one house for his mum, and he's bought other houses around it. So look at it.
He's waiting to say something, isn't he?
What about Ibrahimovic?
I was waiting for Suki to jump in and say, speaking of Ibrahimovic.
Go on, Suki.
No, are we getting on the football now then?
He doesn't know what the link is. Come on, bro. He's out of practice.
Yeah,
you don't know what the links are anymore. Oh, What's going on?
Suki, right, speak of Ibrahimovic.
Hey, he's got it.
That's not the right link, because we had a game before that as well.
Yeah, let's get on the first game, the nail-biting game, that was Wolves. Let's start with you, Cass.
Poor performance.
Did you watch it?
All right, let me... Did you watch it? Yeah, I did, actually. Let me give you a season overview as well as a review of the game.
Catch us up with your views.
So, I think, obviously, Van Dijk back in defence has sorted out a lot of problems. Can't deny that, 100%. We see how much we missed him. I think Trent, as well, is back to being one of the best right-backs in the world, not just in the Premier League.
Wow.
And that's made a big difference to us.
You cash.
I think we've chosen wisely as to who's going to play next to Van Dijk. I think Matip is the sensible choice. I would play him in most games. I think Konate needs to be brought into the team. Gomez, he's still probably the second best defender we got, but he is someone who needs games to get up to speed, and we can't afford to give him games just like for the sake of it. He has to.
I want to see more of Gomez.
Yeah, but he does take a time to warm into games. Like,
I agree, Cass.
There's not many kind of throwaway games at this at this time of the year where you think like, oh yeah, we'll just chuck him in and like he can coast through a game and then get up to speed. We ain't got time for that. So yeah, but we're looking good in that central defense. Unfortunate for Phillips. I think best thing for him would be to go out on loan for the rest of the season. There's a very obvious team where he should go to as well, where my manager's at right now. Send him to Aston Villa, where Stevie G would certainly teach him all the basics and get the best out of him. But defence looking good. Alisson's still a little bit... Go on.
Alisson's been unbelievable, mate, apart from one game.
He had one bad game, bro.
He's not been unbelievable. He's been good. He's...
Most clean sheets in the league. Let's before you say this. Most clean sheets in the league.
Yeah, but I put that down to Van Dijk more than Alisson. Like,
have you not been seeing the saves? Oh, come on, man. The last eight saves.
But if we're going to talk about pure saves, Ramsdale has done better saves than Alisson. But Alisson doesn't have to make that many saves because he's got Van Dijk in front of him.
No, agreed. You can't. But
if you're going to big up Alisson and say, oh, he's unbelievable, he's the best in the world, blah, blah, blah. That means you take away from Van Dijk. And I'm telling you, Van Dijk is the best defender in the world, which is why Alisson cannot be considered one of the best goal. He can be considered one of, but not the best goalkeeper because he's got too much in front of him.
You can be both.
I do agree with that. No, but we it's not both, is it? Because we've lost games. We've given away goals.
And with Van Dijk. So it's not, you know, they're not both infallible. No players infallible.
Anyway, okay. Alisson, better than last season, let's say that. Back to near his best, I'll say that as well. But that's not the best in the world. Not for me. Anyway, up front, we've obviously got definitely best player in the world right now. Can't deny it.
Firmino.
Yeah, of course. He doesn't even play anymore. But Mo is like, you have to pay him whatever he wants. Easy. You can't replace that. So 100% best player in the world. Pay him what he needs, pay him what he wants. Mane has been a lot better this season as well. I was saying he was gassed and things, but he's been a lot better. We still need backup for both of them. They're very different players to Jota. So again, Jota's come in, proved what I was saying all along. Bobby needs to go, drop him.
Hold up. Bobby was good before the injury, cast though.
Yeah, but we've been better without Bobby. There's no doubt.
Well, no.
We've been better without Bobby.
There's many factors involved in that because look, Jota at the start of the season was fluffing chances left, right, and centre. Suki was caning him in matches. He was just missing sitters left, right, and centre. You know, and Bobby
Jota does that. There's different types of strikers. Jota will always miss quite a few chances, but he will also score quite a few more.
Yeah, but Bobby
at his best is clinical. He will finish a lot of chances, but he just won't get in those positions that Jota does. We need a center figure point, and that's Jota more than Bobby, and especially right now. So, and when Mane and Salah are on this form, I say you go with Jota because the goals will come from everywhere, and they're playing better with that kind of formation.
The weak point, goals from everywhere. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, the weak point is obviously midfield, and I didn't get a chance to talk about it, but I saw one of the worst performances ever in a Liverpool shirt from your mate Naby Keita at that first Atletico game. He got a goal, and he got called off at halftime because he gave away two goals. Well, you can't deny that was one of the worst performances you've ever seen.
You can't pick and choose one half from the whole season or all the games he's played.
Have you ever seen the player get hauled off at half time? Like,
yes, him.
I've only seen it. Yeah, him. Exactly.
But I've also seen other players too. I've also seen change of form. I've seen it happen. Liverpool. Cass, you got to understand that. Klopp explained it.
Let me finish. He also put in one of the better performances from a midfielder against Man United. But we cannot afford an up and down midfielder like that. We just need someone consistent in that position. And it's not
How many down performances have there been this season? Because up and down means...
No, no, but up and down... No, no, up and down, I said consistency, and consistency also includes being fit. And you cannot turn around to and tell me that he is a player who is fit and reliable. Absolutely not. So in that position, we need a reliable midfielder who is fit for vastly more games than he's not fit. And that's not him. It's also not Ox. I think Ox has played well when he's come in, but he's not fit enough most of the time. Henderson has also been out more than in. Now that he's back in the team, I think he's been exceptional, but still not 100% reliable. So midfield is where we've got an issue, and midfield is where I would spend.
Available, mate. He's been available, but not very well. But that's it. I think he's been very good.
But he's had very good moments.
He's had very good moments.
If I was to strengthen in January, and we 100% should, if we're going to go for the league properly, then midfield would be the first place I would go for. Striker would be the second one.
Who would you buy midfield though? What kind of player?
Genie.
Oh, come on! Like, stop talking. Mate, Genie, this is why on, I will, mate, my friend, Genie's do not.
We could have him on loan for the rest
don't
of the season.
Don't make me log out. Don't make me log out.
If you guys think Genie's going to make it, you guys are deluded.
Correct. If you really think, if you've seen the football we're playing this season, the amount of goals our midfielders have scored, the amount of play, the way we play, and you think that having Genie back is going to make us better, then no, I can't take part in this podcast.
I'll just be honest. Selfishly, I believe that better for Ox for him not to come back, because then Ox will carry on progressing the way he is.
Yeah, true.
I did say to you guys that as soon as he gets a run of games, he just needs games.
Fair play.
Can I ask you a simple question? Do you think we will play better football with Genie in this side than who we've been playing so far?
Let me answer that just before Dre jumps in. We will be better consistently because we will have a midfielder who is always available.
No.
Listen, we're coming up to the crunch time right now. And
our best ever Champions League campaign start ever. Our most goals in a season ever.
That only counts if we win the thing. And don't tell me that Genie Wijnaldum did not contribute to us winning.
No. I rate Genie. I love Genie. I'm not saying Genie, but every team evolves. The league has evolved. We have evolved. We've changed. We are not the same team we were when Genie.
No one is saying Genie comes in and is an automatic starter. But I'm saying Genie comes in and we know for a fact Naby out, injured. We know for a fact Ox out, injured. We know for a fact Henderson will be out more than in. Fabinho has been out this season.
Henderson's not out more than in.
Fabinho and Henderson have also been injured.
Yeah, but not more than in.
Both of them have been injured. But the point is, we're going to need someone who is going to be there 100%.
But I believe
so if it's not him, but hang on, Dre and I have given you a solution. If it's not him, then who would you get in to be the consistent midfielder who would come in, no issues, no problem?
We found him, Tyler Morton. I'm happy with him. Everything I've seen. I'm not even lying. I'm being 100% serious.
I'm a big fan of his, but it's a bit soon.
No. But let me tell you why. Because the only time we need Genie is when none of the others are fit. And that's the same way we use this guy. Because that's the only reason I can see Genie get into this team is if none of the other guys, and I'm including Curtis Jones in that. Look about the numbers we had in midfield. Because look at the amount of midfielders. We've got Hendo, Thiago, Fabinho. That's three. Then we got Keita.
Thiago is another one who's injured as well quite a lot.
Okay, but look at the numbers. You've got Thiago, Elliot, Keita, Elliot. Jones.
Out,
now you got Morton as well.
You got
Minamino who can play there. And he played well against Milan.
All of them that you've mentioned, apart from Minamino, have been injured a lot this season.
But what I'm trying to say is the pure numbers means that we can still get by. And then we got Morton. I'm saying
it's not just numbers. Let me give you a scenario here. Champions League semi-final. We're 3-0 down. We need goals and we need experience to come off the bench. What are you going to do? Call up Morton? You're going to call up Curtis Jones? No, you're not. You're going to call up Genie Wijnaldum if he's on the bench.
We scored more goals from midfield this season than any other season under Klopp so far, by miles, by absolute miles. And that's because of the style of play's changed. We progressed the ball.
Genie can adapt. Don't tell me Genie is not a goal scorer. He is a goal scorer. And he plays in a different position for Netherlands, and that position is now open for him at Liverpool with this new formation and these new tactics.
Yeah, okay, but then, you know, he's not adapted to French football too well either, has he? You know, so I'm saying,
but PSG,
like,
look, PSG are a joke team. That is a Farmers League. I know we're supposed to be like, oh, it's not that. It is a Farmers League. If you want to play serious football, like, Messi hasn't adapted that well either. And what you're telling me is
like, it's cold.
Sorry?
Messi was moaning that it's snowing and cold.
Is that what he said? He's been in Barca his whole life.
They don't want to admit it, but it's beneath them playing Auxerre or Nantes every week. It's not the same as playing Man City or Real Madrid or Atletico Madrid or like playing at the business end of the Champions League. These players are elite players. You've got to put them in an elite league. Gini Ronaldo will do better in the Premier League than he will do in the French league. We knew that.
I mean, worst case...
Sorry, go on.
No. Worst case, I'm not saying that Gini's a bad player and I wouldn't want at the club, but my problem is that we've moved on. We've progressed. The same way when we let go of Emery Chan, Lucas Leiva, all these guys who were great for us at a certain time, we just have to move on. And we have moved on. We started playing a lovely progressive style of football. We bedded in the next generation. You know, that Tyler Morton didn't put a foot wrong in the last 3-4 games he's played. And I just think there's no need to go back. We can just move on from now. And he's a good player. And if I saw another player of Gini's quality, would I want him in the team? Of course I would. But I just don't think we need to start progressing to get, you know, a 30-plus-year-old player that's already been there. And
just being honest, if you're looking to win this league this season, I think that does that. That solidifies that.
I'm not low expectations like Ellie and Suki. Yeah, I'm not just looking to win the league. I want to win the league and the Champions League.
Cass,
But you've got to take it. Yeah, but you've got to take it seriously. Tyler Morton is not going to win you the league or the Champions League or both.
In my opinion, look, I don't know what you're talking about. Low expectations.
Gini Ronaldo,
I want to win both. I want to win both, but he does not get us there.
Part of winning both. Oh, you haven't gone for it. Okay, all right. Let me tell you something else. Chelsea, Henry, you're talking about not signing anyone and keeping Tyler Morton off the bench. That's low expectations. I want to go high expectations. Give me an elite, world-class midfielder. Don't give me Tyler Morton or Harvey Elliott coming back.
Okay, but Cass, all the chat in summer was about an experienced top midfielder like Saul Niguez. Gone to Chelsea toilet. If you look at the Chelsea's midfield, the ones that have done better, all these top ones, Jorginho, Ballon d'Or guy, man. They got Kante there, Kovacic. The ones that are doing better are who? Homegrown, you know? They got like Loftus-Cheek back in there. You know, he's been one of their best midfielders.
Kante is their best midfielder when he's not injured. Okay. He's easily their best midfielder.
Okay, I'm not saying he's not the best, but I'm saying the players that are starting ahead of these so-called new big international signings are local boys. Reece James, all that. They're all starting.
Again, you're making the mistake of saying we're saying Gini comes in and he's automatically going to be a starter. We're saying Gini Ronaldo off the bench in a semi-final of the Champions League is what we need rather than Tyler Morton.
But my argument is
confused with Gini Wijnaldum 3 years ago as well.
That's the same for all the players. So yeah, Bobby's finished because he's not the same player as three years ago.
No. But my argument is that it won't be Tyler Morton off the bench. It won't be Tyler Morton off the bench. It'll be Thiago off the bench. It'll be Keita off the bench. It'll be Ox off the bench.
But that's my argument.
But if Wijnaldum's there, I don't want to see him coming on ahead of those guys.
But what it is that if you're looking at someone, and where I agree with Cass is that it's in the run. Like in the run, I don't trust any of those guys because it's not their ability. It's just that they always injure. Like it's just history. I'm only going by history, and it's every season, all of them. That includes my favorite leader, Ox. They get injured. So therefore, if I knew 100% none of them be injured, you don't need to replace anyone. But you don't need to add. But if you can't say for 100% sure that all of them aren't going to go out for a week or two, 3 weeks like they have. Now, we've been kind of lucky that it's happened at times where one person can replace the other. But with Gini, he plays every week and he plays at a high level and he's flexible the way that he can actually play. I don't see how you don't like him as a player.
I like him.
Yeah, 100%. Gini has never played as bad as Naby Keita did in that Athletic.
He's played worse.
Might not have hit the highs as well. What I'm saying is he might not have hit the highs as Naby did in the first half against Man United, but he has never, ever played that badly.
He has. He definitely has. He's played. I've seen games.
Which game did he give away two goals against?
Tell me how bad Gini is that he stopped showing for the ball. He just doesn't exist in the game. That's why he got the nickname Ghost Naldon. Nabi will actually try. It's true, though. He got the name Ghost Naldon. That's where the nickname came from. He ghost games. Listen. He doesn't exist in the game.
No, but Nabi showed in that game and he gave away two goals. I would rather someone and not give away any goals than start giving away two great goals.
You summed up Gini perfectly. Aim at nothing and hit it every time. That's brilliant.
I've never seen Gini go missing. Maria, we have a debate about Gini coming back. Welcome to the cast.
He's not going to come back though, is he?
Yeah,
just to cut it off.
No, what I'm saying is that let's say if Liverpool there's an opportunity because Suki's against it, so is Ellie.
Yeah.
You know, Cass and I are very much for it. If you wanted to, rather than buying someone, because I'm not sure if that's going to work out. Mm. If you needed to loan someone to be able to, you know, solidify our midfield strength, would you go for a loan for Gini?
Actually, do you know what? I think I would because I think he might. Hang on a minute. I think he might step up to the mark because he's had. I mean, he's not had the greatest time at PSG, or he seems to be miserable, and he's got something to prove. I think at Liverpool now, he had all the criticism last season and he didn't like it. So maybe he'd
talk shit about the fans though a little bit. So I'm not sure
it
about
was what about the fans.
He did talk shit about
our fans. All his comments.
Well, I know that's the issue. I think he's kind of slightly soured things there because he's given about 100 reasons for why he left when all he had to say was nothing really. So it was the fans, then it was FSG, then it was this, then it was that, then he didn't feel loved. So I don't know. I don't know how the fans would take it if he came back. But if it plugged a hole briefly, but that's what we do at Liverpool. We just put plasters on things and hope for the best. So.
But
are you a scathing attack on FSG?
But you were happier. I'm not going down that rabbit hole. Are you happy with the midfield that we have at the moment? Do you feel that the midfield at the moment can win us a league?
Yeah, if they stay fit,
I'm just talking because Suki's stuffing his mouth. Well,
if they manage to stay fit, then what are you eating, Suki?
Protein bar, I've just been to the gym.
Oh, sorry, mate. Oh, sorry, mate. Getting that's where the guns are coming from. Keep on safety, please. We don't want any trouble. Don't upset him, Cass. Don't upset him.
Getting games.
Himself. No, I feel we need to buy my opinion, if it matters. I think we need to buy somebody in January. You're right. I do think we need an attacking midfielder. I said that in the summer. I said that a year ago. I said that a year and a half ago. We clearly need somebody. I have hope. I don't know if it's delusional. Cass will 100% say it is delusional. I do think that this midfield can go to the end of the season. I think 100% we'll get injuries. I think because of the numbers, will we get all of them injured at the same time? I hope not. I can't guarantee
that. Well, listen. Just a reality check, yeah? This time last year, we were pretty much near the top of the table as well, if not at the top of the table. And look what happened. What we said, we should have signed a central defender in summer because we got rid of Lovren. We didn't. Injuries happened. Our season's over. We've got the same situation in midfield now. We said we should have replaced Ronaldo. We didn't. Listen. We said we should replace Ronaldo. We didn't. We're top of the table. We're going well. Injuries start happening, which they do with these players in particular, and we're going to be in the same problem.
Replace but we got Morton and we got Elliot. There's two players that we didn't have last year.
We had Phillips. We bought in Kabak. It made no difference. You need top elite.
Yeah.
Players and in Elliot, those top elite positions.
Elliot was starting at the start of the season, so we got him to come back. Morton's played some big games and not looked out of place.
I can't see Elliot coming back this season.
At all.
Elliot will come back this season. Listen, it's
March, March time, February, definitely.
Listen, you're making the same mistake you made with VVD last year as well. You guys are saying, no, he'll be back. I said, there's no chance. And there was no chance. Elliot, if he comes back, he'll get a couple of cup games if we're still in the cups by that point, and that'll be it. Or he'll get 5 minutes at the end of the match. He will not be coming in to start a Champions League semi-final, is what I'm telling you. You need that player to come in when all the other players are injured.
No, I agree.
There is only one.
Okay. And let me tell you why I understand why people are saying why Naldo. I understand it because the reason I understand it, although I loathe the concept, but I understand it is because it takes a while to adapt to our system, right? And there's no way Klopp's going to bring in some fresh-faced person that's going to be of any use to us before the end of the season. So from that respect, I think what we've got now is it actually is our effective squad in the midfield to the end of the season, unless he brings in someone who already knows the system like Genie. And that's why I understand why people are saying it. But my worry is Klopp loves Genie so much, he'll start playing ahead of the guys who've been playing now and doing well and playing this free-flowing attacking style of football, which has got us to where we are now and actually taken us a step further, I believe, as a footballing playing side than we've ever been under Klopp. We finally come away from being that we finally come away from being that purely workman horse midfield that all it does is tackle and fly into people and started playing a real progressive attacking style of possession, attacking style of play through the center of the park. And that is where we have to be if we're going to compete with the top teams again, we did a couple of years ago.
We're not playing as well as we did when we had Coutinho for starters in terms of an attacking sense. And there's been a lot of games.
No, but there's a balance between defense and attack. There's a balance between defense and attack.
We've got a better defense than we had when we had that Coutinho team.
And this
that
is
was
my point, though. So we've moved forward.
My point is that you can't just put down the results to the midfield, or you can't just say that it's because of that.
Salah I'm looking at the stats, assists and goals. Assists and goals. I'm looking at assists and goals from midfield.
Salah has got 20 goals and 7 assists, which is better than anyone else in the league by a long, long way, and better than anyone else in our team.
But that the reason he's got that is because someone has been assisting him. Yeah, you know, and also it's not as like we've been winning games by one goal.
Trent, innit?
We've been winning games by 2-3 goals. You know, it's not like we're winning them like one by one. No, think how many games we won by one. Most of them are by 2-3 goals.
We've scored.
No, we've been winning by.
We don't always win. No. We've won quite a few 3-2.
Okay. All right. In November, 4-0 Southampton, 2-0 Porto, 4-0 Arsenal. We lost to West Ham, then 2-0 Atletico Madrid. That's November. October. 2-0 Preston, 5-0 Man U, 3-2, 5-0.
We've won more games by a higher margin than one goal margin.
Yes, exactly.
I must say, I'll disagree on Cash with Keita. I think Keita's stepped up to a level that we expected. However, the thing that I always have with him is I always worried that he's, just like now, injured. And it's just not something that is feasible. Look, Man United could not handle him.
Wait. Let me ask you, Dre, because Eddie's got agenda. Let me ask you, how poor was he in that Atletico game? He's saying that it was nothing.
But I can forgive that.
How bad?
It's the same way that I can forgive Jota for nearly making us draw a game when we needed to win. Yeah, at the end of the day, is that
Jota missed chances. This guy gave away goals.
Yeah, but
what's the difference?
But what I do is I go by your season performance thus far. And I think that, you can't really Keita's played. Keita this season is what we bought. But again, we are injured. He's injured again. And that's something that even Eddie can't deny. If you're going to let him go, it's because of the injuries. That's a reasonable
shot. Now, when Keita comes back, hopefully this month, if he gets injured, and I said this last season, if he gets injured...
You've said that too many times. Keep saying it.
But he shouldn't go in front of Oxo. Ox deserves his place.
I don't know about that either. I'll be honest. I don't know about that.
No, you all got an agenda. All of you. Every single one of you.
Let's be real now.
Yeah, no. Whatever I'm saying about Naby applies probably just as much to Ox as well.
No, but Ox is one of them. Ox has not been. When's the last time Ox got actually injured? He's been biding his time and waiting to come back in.
No, Ox has had chances and flopped. Majestically
I have to agree. With Ellie there. What I said about Gomez in that he needs to come in and get a run of games and we have got time for that is exactly the same as Ox.
Agreed.
If he comes out of that team now, whether it's injury or players coming in, he's going to be out and then he's not going to be up to speed. You said it yourself. He was so out of speed when he first came in again this time around. He was not worth playing. We ain't got time for that.
What you got yesterday with him running and shooting from outside the box and taking on players, you know, that's
yeah, but Minamino did the same thing. Confirm.
Hang on, wait. Is Marie still here? I can't see Marie on screen. Is Marie on screen?
No, she's not on screen at the moment.
All right, okay. Well, let me ask all of you, because you lot were all dissing Minamino. What's the
Cass, come on. I wasn't. Cass, please. I was on your side on this.
Suki and Dre. Suki,
I'm not dissing Minamino. When did I diss Minamino?
You were all like, oh, I'm glad he's gone.
He's done. Southampton, that's it. He's done.
I didn't see who he was calling.
Oh, Dre, come on. No, Dre, come on.
No, I did.
Dre,
no, I
come clean.
No,
Dre,
no, I've issued several formal apologies to Minamino.
Okay.
Because I do see why he's been brought. Yeah. I mean, he's got patience of a saint for waiting for his opportunity that long.
Wait, I think he's an addition. So, going back to the games that we're talking about, Wolves, you lot were all dissing Origi as well.
No, we all need to apologise for Origi. I'll apologise to Origi. I'll apologise. I have to apologise many times.
No, actually, no. Hold on a second. I am the only one who's calling for him to start.
No. Whoa.
No, Stucky's a historian. Stucky, have I not said Origi actually should be starting?
Ahead of who?
No,
To be fair, I think Dre has.
When last year?
But I still feel Dre owes him an apology, though.
Oh, 100%. He slagged him off more than anyone else.
The kicking emoji.
Yeah. Remember that
kicking emoji. Yeah.
remember.
Bring it up, Ellie. Well done. Well done.
I need to find it.
So that guy has. When you're talking about who does the job and who steps up and who you can look at on the bench, and I also, you know, I hate apologising because I'm rarely wrong, but on this occasion, I think we couldn't ask for a better player off the bench.
Agree.
Than
I have to. Sorry, I apologise.
He's done the business, Cass, and he got us out of trouble. I mean,
you owe the whole team and club apologies for some of your predictions.
No,
losses you predicted.
Arsenal, absolutely.
That Arsenal one was terrible.
You said we're going to lose to Arsenal, which I was at home. I almost dropped my phone. I dropped my phone and fainted on the floor.
Listen. But you all said we were going to beat Brighton. Look what happened. You all said we were going to beat Brentford.
Yeah, but you said we're going to lose every game. You said we're going to lose every game, and you've been wrong more than
once. No, but you said we're going to win every game, and we didn't.
We've only drawn it.
You're closer than you are.
That's why that happened.
You predicted a loss to Porto.
What did you just say?
That's what I said. When it's an easy game, and I think we're going to win.
Oh, yeah, it was my fault.
No, I predicted Man U 5-0. I predicted Man U 5-0, and I was right. So let me just get that out there.
No, he wasn't. He did. Did you
predict 5-0? I did. I picked 5-0.
No, you didn't. You
Suki's got Sreji.
No, I did. Yeah. I did.
Suki's got Sreji.
You predicted 3-1.
Don't start, huh?
You predicted 3-1.
There's more to that saga now.
You didn't predict 5-0. I've got the spreadsheet.
Maybe, not to you, obviously. Then I think to someone else. I predicted 5-0.
Me too. He said, me too. I said 5-0 to someone else as well. Yeah, me too. Yeah.
5-0. Who said 5-0?
I said
5-0 Arsenal, and it was 4-0.
Yeah, I know I said that one, but I definitely said... Anyway, it's all good. Anyway, all I want to say is that...
But he always gives him high arse scores, right, in this way. So I actually believe him on that.
Yeah.
You said 7-0 Everton as well.
Yes, it's 7. But it should have been... But if we'd have turned up at the beginning, we should have been.
That's disrespectful.
If we'd have turned up at Everton, like, we could have easily been 7. The way we were fluffing chances at the start, man, we should have been like 4-5 by half time.
Can I ask Cass a question? Do you feel now that you've seen that Chelsea have lost points, Man City have lost points, do you feel that we can win the league?
Yeah, we're in the mix, but we do have to sign in January. Has to happen. We were in the mix this time last season, I told you.
I can guarantee
we didn't sign.
We won't sign in January.
Well, then I can guarantee we won't win the league.
We could loan Ronaldo.
We're not going to. You know, Klopp.
Klopp never goes back to old players.
Nah,
he's never got
over
Dortmund.
Agree.
Never.
Yeah, and I agree with Elie Nsukhi. As much as I'm saying Wijnaldum would be a wise signing, we are 100% not going
to
do it.
Yeah, as much as I would like us, and I feel we need to sign an attacker and an attacking midfield, even though I know we're losing players to the African Cup of Nations, I know Klopp doesn't stick players into the
team. He won't, man. He's building up those youths. He's getting those youths ready for a couple of games here and there. You can see it already. In his mind,
but do you actually feel that I'm a big Morton fan.
It's not about what I don't think they're ready, but I don't think he's going to
sign
anybody.
They're not ready.
Well, they're not, but then at the same time, aren't they? I mean, like, I remember when Trent, I keep going back to Trent and Old
they're
Trafford.
They're not ready, Ellie.
No, come on. Like, but Trent, look at the way Trent started. None of us wanted him.
No, but
none of
Ellie,
us.
When you
Let's
do
be
that,
real now. Let's be real.
No, but
now.
Ellie, when you do that, you undermine the talent of Trent. You're saying that anyone can do it. Trent
no,
is a generational talent.
I know.
He's a one-off.
I know, but we didn't know that at the time. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but
saying,
you can't have four or five one-offs in a team, is what I'm saying.
Okay,
to you.
Okay, but
okay. Morton being the one-off.
Okay,
Elliot being
you,
a one-off. Curtis Jones being a one-off.
Okay, let me tell you a story about Tyler Morton. Tyler Morton came from a team, right? In the under sevens, their team beat Man City under sevens 22-0, right? So that team, every single one of those players got scouted and taken to one of the big clubs regionally.
You can't rely on Liverpool.
I'm just saying that
Morton being
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying he's not a normal player. They've known him. Even Carragher, when he had his debut, and they were saying, look, this kid's not, it's no surprise. They've known about this kid for a long time.
Any kid coming
no, they
through.
Don't. They don't say that, though.
Every midfielder that comes into our team, everyone says that, oh, he's a new Steven Gerrard. Every striker that comes in, they say, oh, it's a new Robbie Fowler. It's a line they have to say, and I get why they say it, but you have to look beyond the fluff. And like, don't just read the press release. You have to
All right. But let me ask you this, right? In all seriousness, guys, just general, real question this. I think the greatest commendment I can give to Tyler is you haven't noticed that he's been playing. Like, with all these other guys, like Tyler and them, not Tyler, like Curtis, anyone who comes in, you notice, oh, they're doing something. Sometimes I think it's Fabinho. I forget Fabinho's not playing when he plays. I'm saying that's the sign. No, but if anything, when Fabinho came on against Milan, we got worse. I'm not even joking about that, but that's another story. But yeah, but no, we did. Generally, we did. Maybe he just couldn't be able to play, but that's another story. But anyway.
He's got to get fit.
No, but he's not injured. But what I'm saying is that Morton is so good that we don't even really, you don't notice him. And that's why I'm saying that. That's how seamlessly he's fit in, which is why I think it's something to take seriously.
But FA Cup, bro, I get what you're saying.
Oh yeah, FA Cup, Leicester in the Carling Cup, maybe.
Like you know, those types of games, that's cool. I don't really care about those things. I really sincerely
Do you not care about the Leicester game then? Because, you know, that's the quarterfinals, man.
No, for momentum, yeah.
It's the quarterfinals, though. You know, we could have a cup by February. Is it February the final, is it?
Yeah.
If we end up with just that cup at the end of the season.
Oh, no, it's not good. No one's going to care. But I'm just saying that, you know, we might as well win it, you know, if we can. So
I can see it's not progressing as well.
I just want to go back to Dre's question about what I think about Chelsea and Man City.
Not hard on them.
I think they're going to win. I think they've both got flaws. But again, it comes back to what they're going to do in January. I think they're going to strengthen and fix a lot of those flaws in January, which is what Chelsea did last January. They got rid of the manager. They got in a Champions League winning manager. They made the change. I think they're going to strengthen. And I think that's the big threat, that we're not going to do what we need to do to stay on top of them. And they're going to strengthen. And that's my issue. We're not worse than them. I'll say that right now. And I think they've got a lot of issues that they need to fix, probably more than we do, but they are going to fix it. And we are not in a position, and historically, we haven't fixed those problems that we have at this time
of
year.
We're not going to sign anybody in January.
Here's my rebuttal to that. I don't see what Chelsea are going to do. Like, Chelsea have to score more goals. Are they going to buy another striker? I highly doubt it.
They will. They'll buy Haaland and it'll be over.
If that's the case, then hey, God help us. But I just don't see in this window that they're going to be spending that type of money. And I think that Tuchel's a bit more of a sensible manager. He's not like a throw money at the problem player.
It's not up to him. Manager. Like you said, they got Niguez and he didn't want him. But Chelsea are bigger than Haaland is available. Haaland is available. He might not go. I agree. He might not go in January, but he's available.
someone can get him. Kane, I reckon, will be available. Kane, if he goes to Man City, again, it's over.
Okay.
So those are the...
I'm going by current form. Same way you go by current form when it comes to Keita, you have to have the same consistency when it comes to Kane. Kane has been shit the whole entire time.
He has been. But you know the reason... No, he's sulking for a move. It's as simple as that. But various players have done that in the past.
That's not something that you can do. But Torres tried that shit and look how it worked out for him. You can't just turn it on when you want to. Like, it's like you're either in form or you're a world-class player, as these England supporters, Suki and Ellie have been saying, or you're not. Or you're just an average, you know, Ivan Toney type player, which I don't rate him any more than that. I don't think he's that up to that standard. I don't think he's going to make that much of a difference on current form, from what I've seen this season, to Man City at all.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I think City's problems are actually harder to fix than they seem, because if they do get a striker and a proper striker, they'll have to change the way they play. And that is not going to be easy. Either the striker's going to have to change to fit into the way they play, or they're going to have to change the way they play to feed the striker. Because at the moment, they've got the biggest problem for them is the Ferran Torres thing, I think, that he wants to go to Barca and Barca want him.
I was just going to say, I think that's going to be a big mistake from them if they let him go.
Yeah, he's 21.
He's a clinical finisher.
Yeah, understands how they play. He gets it.
You know. No, I agree. I agree on that one.
I think they're dangerous. And Chelsea, sorry, Karen.
Yeah, Chelsea is interesting, but I think we might agree on the same thing here, that their biggest mistake was signing Lukaku.
Yeah, huge mistake. They did not need him or that type. They didn't need that type of player. They just didn't need it.
But on current form, when you look at our strikers, and this is the other thing I'm thinking, is that if you're ranking Minamino that highly and in Origi, then you actually don't need another striker. You don't need...
Yeah, I'll be honest. I'm not that upset about our forward options at the moment because... And I've seen Minamino
striking alone as well.
Yeah, I'm not upset.
Let me just throw one more name in there, and this is probably where the if we should sign someone and who we should sign. Well, that'll be next summer, but Jared Bowen.
Oh no.
That's Andre.
Did he just send you a message to say that?
Have you been listening? You must have been listening.
Why do you want to be...
You must have been
listening. If you're talking about who Klopp would sign, a Klopp style signing, mid-range, not breaking the bank, not bottom of the barrel, someone who's got proven experience in the league. Jared Bowen is that guy. He's a player.
That ain't gonna happen now because they're running for Champions League.
But I just don't think he gives us any more than what we have at the moment.
What?
Okay, so who would he start ahead of for you, Dre?
No, he doesn't start. He comes off the bench. But then
ahead of who?
Well, hang on. There's African Cup of Nations, so Mane's gone. I'll put him He'll be playing.
What? So ahead of Minamino and Origi then?
Oh, of course.
Definitely ahead of Origi, but he's a different player to Origi.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So, okay, he's ahead of goals. So we'll have Firmino, Jota, Origi and Minamino as our forward options.
Firmino, Jota and Origi are fighting for that central striking position as far as I'm concerned. That's their best position.
They should All right.
Firmino and Jota will be playing together, though, when Mane and... Firmino and Jota will be playing together, assuming the fit...
I don't think that's a good fit.
Jota plays down the left for Wolves, and he played down the left for us a couple of times. You know,
He plays better for us than he played for Wolves. And I would put him in his better position, which is in the
middle. Yeah, he does.
Instead of Mane.
What's Klopp going to do? Klopp's going to play both of them. We know that. Klopp will play both of them when...
Well, Bowen plays from the right hand side, so it's only when...
The one player I think we need, and I agree with Suki, and it's Cass actually... And no, I don't agree with Jay. But but we need a number 10. We've needed one for... We just need one. We don't really have one. We just don't have a number 10. So we just need that player. So
I think we do need a number 10, but I've got to say that position, that style of player is going out of fashion. They're so hard to find. Very few teams have that classic number 10.
But that's why it annoys me, because Rodrigo de Paul was there. Atletico got him for like 36 million. He's everything we want, man. He's a goal scorer, a dribbler, a tackler. He does everything. And he literally, for Atletico, he's doing the business. He's scoring. He's
tackling. Yeah, but our system has never
he had the most. But he had the most completed dribbles against us when we played them at their place. He terrorized.
All right, Coutinho, he fitted Coutinho in the team because obviously you can't leave him on the bench. But Coutinho quickly adapted to the way that Klopp wanted to play. So it was, again, another mistake for him to go because he would be like definitely held one of the top players.
He won the Ballon d'Or. He would have won the Ballon d'Or. If he stayed, he's literally half a season away.
He has
away.
It all, the hard work, ethic, as well as the skill. But the problem is that, as Cass was saying, is that there's not any of those types of players around. So I personally think that what they'll do is that they'll sign workhorse players. So that's why a Jared Bowen is a workhorse player, but he's also got the speed and creativity to be able to go. Look at what he's doing for West Ham. I don't even see it. Right. I don't see it.
No. Right. Don't get me wrong. No, but for me, Dre, you said Ivan Toney. For me, I put him in that bracket. I put him in the same bracket as that, what's his name? Mbuelu at Brentford as well. Agreed. That's the level I put him in.
I'm not putting him in. Like, if we're looking at, like...
Champions League final, you want to bring on Jared Bowen to win the game.
What I'm saying is that he will create an opportunity to score. If he doesn't create an opportunity for himself, he definitely created for others. He's that type of player.
But the thing that changes games at the highest level is quality. And he's got effort in abundance. And his effort is outstanding and very Liverpool. But his quality... is not Liverpool quality. It's not rubbish, but I'm saying, but for example, Minamino.
He's better than Origi.
No. Origi and Minamino, Origi in training, Pep Linders says, is the best finisher. he says he's the best finisher. He says he doesn't miss. But you know that Origi, when he has a chance, a tricky chance, Origi tends to finish. Look at the one against West Ham. He came on, little flick, bang, goal. None of our strikers do stuff like that apart from him. He's the only guy. Not like Origi. No. He doesn't finish like Origi. Look at the way Origi finishes, the kind of goals Origi. Look at the kind of finishes Origi does.
Salah's been unbelievable this season, though, finishing.
No, he is. Origi is the best. And then Minamino is actually similar levels. And they say the same. Minamino buries both feet from edge of area. Look at the goals he scored in the cup games and stuff. Jared Bowen doesn't really score goals like that.
He scores some exceptional goals.
Okay, exceptional.
He's not a pure finisher. He's not a pure finisher. He's not a classical finisher.
So people weren't running about Salah for his goals.
You're right there, but I don't think we would get Bowen in to be that kind of classical.
Well, I don't think Bowen will come because to sit on the bench. You know, being honest,
I mean, that's a bigger issue, but we haven't spoken about it, like we haven't spoken much about the season or players and teams. But I don't know who mentioned the Brentford Mbeumo player.
I did. Yeah.
Absolute quality, miles better than
ahead of Bowen. Yeah, ahead of Bowen for me.
Probably, if we're going to get someone who plays in a 10-ish sort of role or off the front line, 100%.
Because he does everything and got the finish. And even Dre, your boy, Saint-Maximin, your boy, they're going down anyway. You might as well just steal him.
They're not going down.
You don't think so? They're not surviving.
Maria about Saint-Maximin more than anything else. Literally, if we had him, we are winning the league. Bottom line.
I don't know about that.
He's not doing that well though at the moment, is he?
He's not doing well for us.
That's why we should steal him.
And I had to remove him because he's not getting any points.
We should steal him from Newcastle.
How much money they got? They don't need.
They're going down anyway. So if that's the case,
if they're going to do some type of fire sale, so they can bring in new players because fit into their. I'm hoping he doesn't fit into their new plans. But then they've got Eddie Howe as a manager. I'm baffled.
That's stupid.
Shocking.
When you're in a relegation battle, I mean,
it all makes sense. They're doing what Man City did, which is go mid-range first. Mark Hughes wasn't the world best manager.
But you want to stay up. They might as well have got Allardyce. That's what I'm saying. Go mid-range. But go mid-range in a relegation.
They're gonna build on what they've got. So when Man City started, they were signing players like Craig Bellamy. And that level, which is what Newcastle are going to start doing, signing mid-range players with a mid-range manager, start working their way up, and then they'll go for someone world-class.
Yeah, but you don't want to get relegated, though. That's just no need for them to get relegated.
They won't get relegated.
There's no way they stay up.
Norwich gone. I think Brentford are going to drop like a stone.
Yeah, maybe Brentford.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, if they do go down, Paul, but like I you know, getting Saint-Maximin, I think that he's so underrated. Like, oh, him over Bowen automatically.
And, the thing that got I think me about Saint-Maximin,
he would start in front of Mane. That's how highly I rate him. Easy.
Ooh, I would almost agree with you, but recently Mane's been coming Mane again. I mean, you know, when
Mane's... No, I'm 50-50 on Mane's been a lot better than he was last season, and he has moments of where it is the old Mane, but then he has moments of like, what are you doing?
But again, recently it's been more the old Mane, though. Recently. I mean, come on, recently he's not really done anything wrong.
No,
really,
just sell him. I would say, look, huh? Sell him at the end of the season, look to sell him before he goes down even more. Because yeah. Salah, I thought he would have been gone a long time ago. So I actually.
Same, I'm amazed. I'm glad we kept him.
When he said goodbye to him because he's that good. But the problem is obviously with the world economy, he there's nowhere for him to go. So therefore, they have to. Liverpool thought they were going to get rid of him and make a profit. Mm. And then he thought he was going, so they're both stuck with each other. So they've got to figure out a way to be able to make this contract work. But like, we need another piece on it. Like, you have Jota, who's a pure finisher majority of the time, except for the idiot thing. I didn't know why he did that. But if you have someone like Saint-Maximin, pace, flair,
and he tackles and back. Actually, he tackles back. Actually, which I was really impressed with.
I'll put up with his. I was really impressed with that. I definitely would.
The bandana.
Injury though, injuries. He picks but up injury
prone. Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah. He's injury prone. The way he flies in is just like so reckless.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to do as much as he have. Like, you know, what is that? I think you guys forget that. Definitely Klopp and the board love a diamond in the rough. So therefore, you ain't getting no big names. It's always going to be someone who's no one else has heard before, and you're like, oh shit, who's that player? No one's looking at Jota. No one, except for us. And yeah, then when we bought him for 40 million, remember there's that classic tweet from one of their fans saying that they robbed us for money?
Yeah. It's going round. It's still going round. So, every week it comes back.
I think it's going to be players that you don't... Like, the only time that we bought a high-profile player, I would say, is obviously Virgil. Allison, yeah, but Alisson came out of the blue.
No, but he's high profile. Come on, man. He's high profile.
We broke the world record for goalkeeper. You know what I mean? That's not. Come on. It's not like a diamond blue. In the rough. No, that's not a hidden gem.
No, but him would be. Him for Firmino was out of the blue. No, but I'm saying, like.
Is that what's been going on while I've not been here? Has he been getting away with that kind of stuff? That's unbelievable. I'm not allowing that.
We should take a moment to speak about Jota's miss now that we're here.
Which one?
Why you not? Why you got harp on about that? Like, this is the thing.
No, but you can't bang on about the positive.
Talk about the good stuff. You got to talk about the bad stuff.
But that is the worst he's done that one time.
No, but Dre, it's so hard to miss. I mean, anything. He could have done anything there.
He could have passed that into the corner.
Yes.
No, he could have passed it to Manu, who never passes to him. So it's like, fuck you.
Yeah, Mane's more selfish than Salah.
No, not passing to Mane. Pass it in the corner.
Yeah, I don't blame him for not passing, but you just had to...
What do you think? What do you think he was trying to do? Do you think he was just arrogant?
It's arrogance.
I think it was arrogance.
He went to blast it off.
I think it was arrogance.
It's because it was Wolves. He wanted to blast.
Because do you remember when Salah hat-trick goal against Bournemouth, where he took it past keeper and there's two guys on the line and he sort of just chipped it past him? You remember he kind of walked it in and he placed it. And that's what he could have done. The same thing. Just place it. You don't need to. But he wanted to make a real point, like, yes, have it now. It's like, oh no.
it was unbalanced. That's all it was. But you know what? Yeah. You lot have been complaining about him for a long time and he's been busting your
I haven't been here to complain in North Cass. Well, as I would have been.
He's been scoring left, right, and centre.
That's nice. A good number of goals
recently he's got
thank you really.
Look at the hate coming, you lot are just
no it's reality.
You know what, you are, you know what, I'm going to have to bring this back because Cassie's back. Ungrateful.
Ungrateful. We would be top of the league right now if we finished off our chances against Brighton and against Brentford,
and Jota was criminal. Exactly. In those games.
Exactly.
Criminal,
so
bro.
Don't undermine his misses as well as talk up his goals. Yes, his goals.
Sorry, how many goals did he score? What's his goals?
What did Cass just say?
Is it not fantastic?
I said. Listen, his goals have got us up there. By himself. But we would be top of the league if he had finished all the chances that he's been given. And I think that's the point. Like, you know, we're there, we're in the mix. He's got to be more clinical. You can't just say, oh, keep going as you're doing. No, you've got to be more clinical. As a team, you've got to be more clinical.
All of them are. If
it's yeah.
Like, no, the criminal one was Salah when he missed that one against Brentford.
Even Salah misses.
They all miss easy chances.
Criminal.
Other teams score and we miss easy chances. And it's because we create so much, we get away with it.
But in
the games like Wolves, where and Brentford and Brighton, it always seems to cost us. And normally, it does cost us in a game like Wolves. And I was seething at Jota. I was like, "What have you done?" And it was arrogance. And Origi has dug him out of a hole there.
Massive hole.
It's happened in other games. It happens consistently. There's chances. We miss easy ones, which other teams don't miss, which lesser teams score, lesser strikers score.
Yeah.
And it sometimes ends up...
Because they're hungrier. We're almost like we're so complacent. Oh, we're going to score. That players in certain positions just almost just try and make it as stylish or as good as possible. You know what I mean? They try and finesse
it. Look at the Everton game. We should have been 4-5 up in the first half. And then we let them back in and we were on the back foot at the end of the first half.
Was so annoying. We're just, I mean, I like that because they're confident in their inability, but I think that confidence is almost, you've got to be careful to turn to arrogance, because I think that's why I think Chelsea won't win the league, is because of that. You can see Chelsea start to bleed their hype. You can see it when certain games, when they start playing the slightly lesser teams, so...
They'll be lucky, bro. They
lose their sort of...
Who's the lesser team?
A lesser team is an example of Burnley.
Who's the lesser team that's got the better of them?
Burnley.
Burnley didn't get the better of them.
They drew.
Yeah, but that's not getting the better.
Yeah,
of
but
them.
The level we're talking about. Draw like a minute, loss. No, come on, the levels we're talking about. A draw is as bad as a loss, pretty much.
We are, because if you're saying West Ham
definitely are not a lesser team.
Okay, but, then we haven't lost to them, but I think it's a lesser result.
Hang on, but going by Ellie's logic, lesser team, then, if Burnley is a lesser team, I would say Brentford is also a lesser team.
No, I agree, but
Brighton.
But I'm saying the reason we drew those and the reason they draw or lose are different reasons. You know, they just have this complacency in the way they play. With us, I think it's not like we're not wasteful.
Can have one of those games. Like, I think that
it can happen. It can happen.
I think it's wrong for
West Ham. Was one of those. I thought
I said this a couple of weeks ago. I said that what we've done is we've become complacent to thinking that we could bust every team by four
goals.
Yeah,
that's like, true. Us as fans,
nothing is guaranteed. No wins are guaranteed, and there are sometimes that form just comes out the window where it's just like, you know, Brentford play above their talent to be able to match with our lack of, you know, effort at that time, or, you know, we're kind of apathetic. You're thinking that we could just come in and just, you know, beat them, you know, because we've got the bigger names. I think that's some of that complacency plays into their thing. So I just don't think we've beaten lesser teams, we've beaten small teams, we've beaten small clubs like Arsenal. We've done that. You know, at the end of the day, we make sure that we beaten a lot of the
I let that slide.
No, but that's a perfect example of like doing the work that you've got to do. Look at Man United. Like, that's a, you know, there's other teams who haven't done that against Man United, and I'm sure you'll do that again.
Yeah, but I think the thing that's been different for us this season is in the games where we, and I think Klopp alluded to this, especially in our win against Milan yesterday, is that because there is now a general hunger to play, when he changes it up, the level doesn't drop. And this is what I said last season, actually, that we'd benefit from having new leaders. Before, we relied on a certain few key players. If they didn't play, the standard of the whole team would drop. But we lost them for the end of last season. So a lot of younger players, different characters in the team, had to step up at key moments and provide that and get us into the top four and ended up third. And I think because of that, what we're seeing this season is a greater depth in our squad in terms of leadership qualities. And I think that means that when certain leaders don't play, traditionally, if Hendo didn't play, if Milner didn't play and if Van Dijk didn't play, we had no leaders on the pitch. Whereas yesterday, none of them played. And we still had leaders on the pitch, all over the pitch. And they still played like they would, like Hender was there shouting at them and Alisson was captain. And I think this is something that we've developed over the last year or so, is that we have a greater depth in quality of mentality, not necessarily just footballing ability, because I think it is a mentality where Chelsea are slipping at the moment, not quality. They have far superior quality to us than us in depth. But I think mentality-wise, I mean, they let it go every now and again, and that's where I think they're chicken their
own. I think slipping is a bit strong. I mean, they're still top of the league. They're still in the next round of the Champions League.
Well, they're not top, but they're not actually. City are with.
It's Man City.
But anyway, all I'm saying is that, like, they, for example, they drew 3-3 today in Zenit and dropped and lost top spot in the Champions League group. Right?
Yeah, that's sloppy.
That's sloppy. They needed to win the game. That's sloppy. You don't do that. Zenit St. Petersburg. Come on, man.
Chelsea are drop points throughout the season. Chelsea did this last season where when they got Tuchel in, they had this great run and they should have had three solidified. They were ahead of us.
And
they let it slip where we beat them to three. Look, I'm not saying we're going to finish ahead of Chelsea because we've got complacency in us as well, and I hope that we don't do that. But Chelsea aren't going to win every single game. Chelsea aren't going to score 95 points. Chelsea are going to drop points. Chelsea are going to have a bad patch. Chelsea have had a few weeks of struggle. They just got through the Watford game. They dropped points last week against West Ham. They've just drew with Zenit. Chelsea will drop points.
It's a mental.
No one's going to get 95 this season. 95 is not going to be the target.
I don't think so.
Finishing ahead of City and Chelsea is the target. That could be on 85 points. It could be lower than that. That's all we have to do this season.
That's it.
I agree. I don't think Chelsea are the finished article or they're going to run away with it. But, you know, last season, yes, we finished stronger than them, but they were in the Champions League final by that point. I would have taken the foot off the gas if I was going for the Champions League and we weren't in the chance of winning the league. They did the right thing. They took the foot off the gas and they focused on the trophy that they won. If we're in that position, I hope we do the same. Take your foot off the gas for the league and go for the Champions League and win it. That's good management. I don't think you can criticise them for that.
No, okay. Not in the terms of the outcome, but what I'm saying is that there is this... At the end of the day, they did the same in the FA Cup final. They lost that to Leicester again. You know, they're in another.
Doesn't matter. They won the Champions League.
I know. But if you're in it, you got to win the games you're in. And I think Klopp's got that mentality through to all of the Liverpool players now that they just want to win every game. You know,
how many FA Cup finals has Klopp got since?
Yeah, but I know, but that's because we didn't have the squad depth. We haven't had the squad depth. Come on, Cass. My argument now is that we have the squad depth now in terms of...
He's not going to go. I can tell you right now, he's not going to go for the FA Cup.
He is. I guarantee you he will. Not. Because the reason he will is because...
He'll play the same team.
No. But Suki, but what did he go for the Milan game yesterday? No, but
no,
we won
I mean, he played, no, he no, played but, a weakened okay. team.
Yes,
but they're better than they were before.
Correct.
But he's not going to go for it.
But
that team could actually beat a lot of players.
Correct. Well done, Trey.
That team can win the FA Cup. But also,
of course,
my point wasn't that team can win it or not. My point was he's not going to go for it. If he's going for it, he's going to play Salah. He's going to play Mane. He's going to play Jota. He's going to play the starting players.
But the good
he's going to play the same players he would play. That he's going to play against Juventus in the Champions League, for example, in that trophy, if he's going for it. I'm not saying the second team or the B team aren't stronger than they were last season, because they are. I'm not saying they're not going to do well in the FA Cup if he plays them, but I'm saying he's not going to be going for it if he plays that weakened team.
But I know what you mean, and I agree with you in that sense, but what I'm saying is, for Klopp, that is going for it. Because if you look at the other teams, they do the same thing, but they just have better depth than us. City and all that do that, but they just have much more depth so they can rotate more. We have the depth to rotate, so we will rotate. But what I think now and what I believe and what I'm seeing is the rotation isn't quite as extreme now because we have more players to rotate. For example, you'll notice how, because we have so many decent centre-backs, right? We're always going to have two top centre-backs playing.
No, I agree. We'll have a good defence.
Regardless of what happens, our defence is sorted. Okay, so that's good. Midfield, same, pretty much. Regarding an absolute... Well, no, I mean, come on. Look,
I think in the FA Cup, he's not gonna start Salah. He's not gonna start Mane. You're gonna get the likes of Origi, Minamino, and maybe a young player starting.
And Yota, don't get me wrong, but that's still good players.
Yes. But I don't think they win you the FA Cup.
They can get us to close, but
I think realistically, they don't win you the FA Cup.
Okay, but what do other clubs they do? What do other clubs do?
That team that played yesterday is good enough. Bar coming against like Chelsea and Man United.
That team that played yesterday does not play in the FA Cup games.
It won't play in the FA Cup final, but what it will do is that will get us to the FA Cup final. Easy.
He won't play that team against, I think we've got Shrewsbury. He won't play that team against Shrewsbury.
Not a chance.
Salah won't start that game. So it's going to be a lower team than even yesterday.
Whatever team gets us through the actual next round, that's what he'll do.
Good management.
I think against Leicester, he won't play Salah in that cup.
He'll play Salah, he'll go strong with that one.
He has to play Salah
because Salah wants to play. I don't think he wanted to play Salah in this game, but Salah's like, look, I've got a record, I'm after records. And Salah is doing what Messi did and Ronaldo did. We're like, nah, I am playing every game. And Mane's I'm not letting him do that.
Wait a minute, guys. Maria hasn't spoken in a long time. I forgot you were there for a minute. So what's your view on all this stuff?
About
the FA Cup, who we're going to be playing, what type of team we're going to be playing.
I think they're going for all the cups this year. That was the impression I got at the beginning of the season, because they seem to be taking it a bit more seriously. I know they're not playing obviously first team, but we wouldn't expect them to be doing that even to get the cups. I think the idea is they're going to play the younger, slightly lesser experienced players in these sort of earlier rounds. With one or two of the senior players chucked in the mix to help them along, just get them through. And then I think once we get to the semis and the finals, that we'll go for it.
I think we will.
I just think there's a different mentality this year. I see it a bit differently.
She said it.
I do agree winning breeds winning, and it's not usual that we've gone this far with only one loss, because we normally get kicked out of the FA Cup and the League Cup pretty early. It all depends what team he plays against, like Leicester. I just can't see him playing a strong enough team that beats Leicester.
But what I've seen so far this season, and this is where I haven't seen a player that's come on and let us down. I've not seen one. I'm trying to think of a performance where I've come on. Maybe Ox very
don't,
early
don't,
on.
Don't start that. What do you mean, come on and let us down?
No, as in where I thought this team looks terrible now. Yeah. As in, you know, no, I mean, they've had bad moments. I've seen players have bad moments. I've seen players where the standard's not been at the very highest. But what I'm saying is, there's times I've seen of the last few seasons where we put a team out and I'm like, who is that? You know what I mean? Who is playing? Yeah. That's not Liverpool.
There's been times we've been bad. The City game, Milner was bad at right.
No, we have moments in games, but like
Chelsea game was bad.
That wasn't clinical. But what I'm trying to say is that look, you named against the two best teams arguably in Europe as well, by the way, those two games. So
Jota let us down against Wolves.
Okay, let us down, but we won. But what I'm trying to say is that, you know, if you remember the recall seasons go by, you see teams on the pitch, you'd be like, that isn't Liverpool. I don't know what I'm watching here. This isn't Liverpool. And I haven't seen that this season, no matter what tournament and who's played. I've not seen that change. And I think that's where
I will say it is exciting. It does feel like something's happening, and it does feel like we're building momentum. We're a different side to the side that drew with Chelsea. We're a different side that drew with City. I do think I'd back us now playing City or Chelsea. I do think winning breeds winning. I feel we're starting to get that mentality. I think actually that Wolves game, even though it was a bad performance generally, it wasn't clinical. Just winning in that 94th minute does so much for a team. And
definitely,
you can see it felt like the Villa game 2 years ago. And I know Villa game was further down the line. We were far further, like points wise, we were more clear, but it just felt like there's the belief, and I just think something like that, winning that way, does something for a team. And I've seen it with all the fans. Yeah. So I look,
and fringe players contributing. When the fringe players start contributing, then you know something's building. You know,
I said that. You lot are telling me like, oh, you know, calm down first.
When did you say that?
I said that at the start. I said that when
we always pipe too with the I said that.
I said that. I did say that.
Never right, went.
I said it at the end. I said I've got a feeling we're going to win the league. Did I or not say that? I have to put it up. I'm sorry. I have to pull up.
Literally.
I have to pull up.
Literally made it out.
You guys have been letting it get away with too much.
Yeah, is this what's been going on?
You know what I mean?
The last 3 months, is that what's been happening?
I'll just show you. Okay,
Let's talk about this next game then, because historically, when we've been this excited in the past, we've then gone on to
a bad result. I'm excited for the next game. Come on, I'm excited.
I'm a bit worried about facing Gerrard.
Probably. Come on. The guy's got money on it.
Terrible.
It's the
it's the
best manager. It's
happening. Don't go over the top. Probably won't.
When was that? Last year.
Today. No, this is on Saturday. Okay. Yeah, and Suki, you knew I said it, and that's why you was quiet, right? I said no, I feel it. So, same desire to win, like the title run. I said that.
Okay, all right. Fair play, Jay. Okay, fair play. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry for coming for you, man.
Evidence. Gerrard at Anfield. What are our thoughts? Murray, let's start with you. What do you think about that game? Who are we going to go for? Who's back from injury? I don't know. What do you think the scoreline's going to be? What do you think Gerrard's going to be like? Gerrard's already come out and said he has no...
He said he's got no sentiment. Yeah. And no sentimental feelings, which is fine.
He has to say that.
Because obviously, yes. Well, it's not just that he has to say that. He probably means it. He's got a job to do. He's not going to be saying to his team, sorry, guys, you know, I used to play for this lot and I'm a legend and we're going to let him win. It doesn't work that way. I actually think that for that reason, that Liverpool are going to be extra on it and really feel they have something to prove here, because they can't let Gerrard and his team come and beat them at home. My concern is
certainly
no, he can't. But my concern is that, as we know, our team is a little bit emotional, and this kind of thing could be the thing that throws them off a little bit. So they might show a little bit too much respect because Gerrard is there, not because of Villa, but because of Gerrard, and potentially throw it away and embarrass themselves. However, I do think that they are beginning to learn from these emotional mistakes that they've been making. So I'd like to think that actually they're going to go out to win and win well. So I'd like to see.
Who's playing for you? Who's your team?
Gosh, I haven't even thought about this. I'm not sure who's back. I don't think there's anyone who's back from injury, to be honest.
Everyone's back apart from Cater, but
I don't think he's going to play Cater. Straight off. I think we're probably just going to go for the same as what we had against Wolves, to be honest. I think he's trying to be a bit more consistent. Last year we had so much up and down and turmoil that it was different pairings all the time. So I think we're going to go with the same lineup. I'm just quickly running through it in my head.
So Fab, Thiago, Hendo.
Yeah.
I think that's what he's going to... I think he's going to stick with what he's got now.
Because Fab Thiago Hendo stayed at home. Matip Van Dijk stayed at home. Trent had a rest. Robbo had a rest.
So I think he's already told us he was playing just by who he rested yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I see exactly the same lineup. I think
we'll see a bit of Ox again. I think I'll bring Ox on.
Should be starting.
He might bring him on. He's not going to start him, Jay. Come on, man.
He'll bring him on. He won't start him.
You know what? The thing is that we... I
think he'll bring Cater on.
I think we need someone to consistently, you know, attack and take on
and not score us and not assist. Yeah, we need that, don't we?
You see this?
No, I'm just saying. I'm
grateful for all the work that Leader Ox does.
No, I'm joking. He's tackling like a king at the moment. We do need that. So
to be fair to Ox, Ellie was the first person to say how good he was yesterday.
Ellie, sorry, I missed that. What did you say?
I'm saying Cass. I can't hear Cass, but anyway. There he is. Back. He's back. I thought it was Cass was trying to say something. And I was actually glad I couldn't hear him, but I felt bad, so I thought I'd better tell him. Yeah.
Cass, what are your thoughts? Let's go to the opposite side of the
what, from a positive to negative, you mean? Or to the villains? From a Liverpool fan to a Villa fan?
He's looking forward to Gerrard, his manager, being back.
My manager, the villain is... yeah, I reckon it'll be a 2-2.
Okay.
In terms of scores. I reckon... I think it's harsh on Origi not to play, you know? I think he's 2 goals in 2 games...
To start instead of who?
I think. Instead of Jota.
No.
What has Jota done to earn that place back?
Jota's been good.
What has Jota done?
Because he didn't score in one game.
And it was Wolves, so you got to give him leeway.
Yeah, but Origi has scored in 2 games. Origi has scored in 2 games.
Jota scored in the games before that.
Jota's been blitzing teams.
Yeah, but this is 2 games later than that. It's two. Listen, I would. I don't think he will.
What's
I would
up a new, like you know.
I would. What? I would give Origi a good 90 minutes, and then move on. But
no. Madness. He's not going to.
I think it's
going
to be the same thing. Yeah, but you look how you're going to come crawling to Origi again when it's 2-1 down, and then you need a goal, and Origi will get that last minute goal. But
against Villa,
with a one
against Villa. Okay, let's see if that happens.
That's silly. Listen, I what's your prediction then? I said it 2-2.
I'm going 3-0.
What? Why would you think 2-2? What's your basis on that? I just don't get it.
I'm 3-0 as well, Chicky.
On the 2-2.
I must admit, while I want to go against Crass, he's actually talking some real sense from what I've seen. No, think about it. City won that game 2-1. But they should have lost at least 3-2, you know, because Villa were all over them. And the same, every single game Villa played, they've scored at least one, right? And it's not just the way they've scored. Villa play a very similar style of football to us. High energy, very, very quick transition from back to forward, very quick, skillful, direct players who can finish. And let's not forget, the same players that finished us 7-2 last year.
7-2.
I'm saying is that they got finishes in that
team. Do not dismiss. Yeah, I agree. So, do not dismiss.
I'm not dismissing. I think we're a stronger team.
With
Gerrard, so
they're on a similar level. They're a similar level to West Ham in terms of the danger they pose. From what I've seen,
they
honestly.
Under Gerrard, they will get to that level of West Ham.
I think you know very quickly you'll see it's going to be 3-1, easy. You know, I feel that any team that comes out and tries to attack us always ends the same way.
Yeah, so having said all that, I think
West Ham attacked us.
Yeah, I'm thinking 6-0 Liverpool. No,
they bullied us. That's different.
Yeah, exactly. Smash you up and down.
Ellie, what did you just say?
What did you say?
6-0. 6-0.
After all that big talk.
I just wanted to make you understand that I understood how good they were. But in reality, I think it'll be 4-1, but it'll be a tight 4-1. You know, if it's a 3-0, it'll be a 3-0 like the Palace game. You know the Palace game where it was tough, but we managed to get them 3-0. And Klopp was like, that's the hardest 3-0 we've ever played. I think if we get a 3-0, it'll be like that. But I think it's probably going to be a 4-1 or something where we'll just end up, you know, it'll be a close game. Cricket not scores. As close like the scoreline suggests. It won't be. That's my scoreline. It won't be as close as my scoreline. Sorry, it'll be a lot closer than my scoreline suggests, but there will be goals, I think. I think.
Yeah, no.
Because their defence, it's their defence, isn't that great? We've got, do you think about it? Okay, the reason I'm going for the high goal scoring is not just because I always say this. It's because if you look at the forward line that we have comparatively to the likes of, yeah, I do, but look at the Chelsea's. Chelsea, their best top goal scorers are defenders. Man City, their best goal scorers are wingers, but not even very high. We have the top 3 goal scorers in the league, and Firmino was one of the 3 before he got injured and hasn't played, right? Our midfielders are all scoring goals. And Firmino's still in the top 10, 15, I think, in the league. So what I'm trying to say is that we have forwards that can kill teams, right? So with Villa's defence, it's okay. There's a reason Gerrard's looking for a new defender, and I agree Nat Phillips would be great there. And apparently Gomez, they've talked about Gomez. But yeah, I agree.
Gomez would make a difference there.
And there's a reason.
But I think your mistake is you're putting Villa as if they're under the former manager. You're putting them below a level of
West Ham. But you're also forgetting it's at Anfield, Cass. There's different.
Yeah, that's all right. I mean, we played proper teams at Anfield. We didn't blow Chelsea away. Brighton are lower than Aston Villa, in my opinion.
Okay, but going back to the Chelsea game, though, it's easy to forget how we started.
No, but go back to Brighton.
Hendo missed that sitter, man. We should have been ahead from the start.
Yeah, but that could happen.
We blitzed them. We blitzed
but that
them.
Could happen again. That could happen
yeah,
again.
It could.
We've been wasteful. Cool. Last fair game, enough. We were fair wasteful. Enough. Last time we played, we were wasteful against Wolves.
Nah,
and what I'm
enough.
Saying is that I think 2-2 is a reasonable score. And I think also Villa are better than Brighton, who we drew 2-2 against. Villa are better than Wolves, and we weren't able to blow Wolves away. So I think you've got to give Villa a bit of credit and
not assume that
it's going to be a cricket score against them. Like you've been saying, 4-0s and
7-0s. No, I said 4-1. I said 4-1. No, the reason I said 4-1 is it'll be close and then we'll suddenly break away, get two goals and that'll be it. You know, that's what I reckon. Because they're
Salah's on a different level this season. Salah's going to get goals. Salah's not going to be quiet for loads of games. Salah's quiet against Wolves, but he still produced the magic for Origi. Salah will score tomorrow.
Our defense will terrorize them. They're scared. You look at Tyrone Mings and them. They panic, mate. They panic so badly when under pressure. And Collins is good, but
I worry about our defense a little bit this season. Because I don't like this high line that we play. I think we can see too many chances. Alisson's had to bail us out a few times this season.
But that's why I think he'll go for Thiago, Hendo and Fabinho as well, because that offers the most protection, because you've got Hendo and Thiago there protection. Sorry, Hendo and Fabinho to protection. And Thiago.
Matip worries me. He steps out too much. He did it against Wolves at one point, and he did it against, obviously, West Ham for their goal. I really like Matip. He's played really well this season, but I don't like when he steps forwards and it just creates a gap. His side.
Yeah, fair enough. But I just think that I have a feeling it's something that they're trying to work on and they're trying to do. You know how every season they change it? Like Trent, for example, is coming inside a lot more than he used to. And actually, I remember when Harvey at the start of the season, Harvey was actually on the touchline. And Trent was inside. And I think we try and improve. Like I said, Klopp's always trying to improve the way we play and you know, evolve and evolve. And I'm wondering if the thing that Matip's doing is something that we're trying to, again, improve on. And because, you know, it's one of those things that at the end of the day, we still have the most clean sheets, you know.
I'd like to be tight, though. 12 goals conceded in 14 games is too much for me. 12 and 14 is too much.
Yeah, no, it is. But I personally think, I think we've, going back to Cass when he said that, you know, we're not playing as well as when Coutinho's here. Yeah, okay, that's when we used to score goals like this, but we've got a better defence than then. So, I mean, at the end of the day, football's about winning games, not clean sheets. So if playing this way will allow us to win more games than we draw, because the problem is actually our drawing those games because we couldn't score. Like when they put, teams used to put that, you know, sit back and we couldn't score and that was it. And we draw and that would be it. And that's what they used to do, is just all sit back. And if this new style of playing will allow us to win those games, you know, rather than drawing them, I think then we just, though we're not keeping as many clichés.
That's why I'm more annoyed and down on the results against Brentford, Brighton and Chelsea than I am against the West Ham, because the draws in those three games, Chelsea, Brighton and Brentford, those are the ones we should have won. Those are the ones that would have put us on the top of the league, even if we lost against West Ham. So we are still drawing games that we should have won.
Yeah, but I agree, but we're still evolving. Like Suki said, we're better now than we were.
I think we're better than when we drew with Chelsea. I think we're better than when we drew with... well, I hope we are. Brentford was a really bad one. That's the one that really sits... Brentford and Brighton are the two, and actually the West Ham one, because the West Ham one were mistakes. And the Brentford one.
West Ham are a good team. I can forgive West Ham more than...
West Ham, I agree. I'm not beefed about West Ham so much. It's not great.
Yeah, but then you've got to also take the bad with the good, which is that the Brighton one, when we're 2-0 up at home, you keep saying Anfield. 2-0 up at home.
Agreed.
When you're on
that is one to work.
Yeah, but the reason I say it, and that's when I say, like, for example, about personnel, that's when injuries killed us, because we had at that time, we had pretty much no defensive midfielders on. And after that game, Keita went off on the 20th minute injured. And the three midfielders combined, after Keita went off on the 20th minute, made the same amount of tackles as he did in the 20 minutes before he went off. Now, that's just not nowhere near good enough. But like Suki said, those midfielders, Ox came on. Now, Ox coming on now is a very different Ox to the one that came on then. You know, so our players have evolved, the teams have evolved.
And you'd hope we learn from making a mistake once. You'd hope.
Yeah.
Listen, because the next game isn't midweek, because it's Christmas time. So I think we should quickly talk about that, because I doubt we'll get to record before then.
It's Thursday, though.
Forget that then. All right. I love that. Especially with
lockdown. We need to have the Steve Gerrard down, because we need to talk about. You need to come back next week, Cas, because we need to talk about this.
I don't think he's going to be. It's a non-story.
I probably will. The Christmas party has just been cancelled, so.
Oh Lord!
Steven Gerrard is a non-factor.
No, I don't think that. I think Gerrard is still. As much as I love Gerrard, he's very early in his managerial career.
Doesn't sound like
he's it. He's not a. No, I'm not.
But Dre, did you see the second half versus City though? Villa second
that's
half
good.
Versus City,
very good. But at the end of the day, it's,
did
it's
you see the football they played though? Because I watch football.
But that's not us.
And
at the end of the day, is that like you're playing against a City leave themselves wide open against you. I think we play a completely different way than City play. I thought we will punish you more than the rest of the teams.
Yeah, Gerrard is not some like first time manager job. He had two hard years at Rangers. He's
right. Please,
yeah.
You know,
he's won three out of four games.
You and I would never agree about the Scottish football. Never. If you think that,
what about Europa League?
Europa League. He beat serious teams.
Doubting that he's a good manager, but I just think that to be honest with you, against Klopp is a different, absolutely different level of manager tactically.
Yeah, but the Brighton manager,
that's
the Brentford
cool,
manager,
why,
they
yeah,
are also below
also
Klopp,
point out
but they can turn
time.
Around the result.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that you don't do that to about City, and the rest of you lot let you slide on this stuff, and I don't.
No, I think what we're saying is any manager can have bad games. That doesn't mean he's going to have more consistently bad games. Sure, and look, Gerrard can beat Klopp, I'm sure, in some games, but I believe the chances are that Klopp will win tomorrow. Personally,
Suri had his say as well.
I'm not sure about that. That was amazing.
Wait, what day is it? What do you mean tomorrow? Are we playing?
It's not
what?
Tomorrow. It's Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah.
This is coming out on Friday.
Rather, Cass.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Ruin the magic. I'm out of practice. Don't worry about me. Delete.
Yeah, but I'm not saying it's good. I just think that obviously Klopp's had a higher level of experience. Better tactically, and I think that he will expose Villa's shortcomings. Villa's shortcomings in defence are very slow. They're not able to keep up with Salah, Jota, and Mane. Absolutely no way.
But also, I think there's going to be a sense of, you know, I think you're forgetting this a little bit, Cass, is that there is going to be a sense of pride with those players. They're going to really want to, you know, put on a show in front of it, because they know that the importance of this game. Not only have Villa beaten 7-2, they know that even the last time we played them at Anfield was a slog. I remember Keita set up Mane for the winner when it was behind closed doors. I remember that.
I'm sure you remember that.
But anyway, sorry, it's a side there. But I just think the players are going to be really up for it. The crowd's going to be really up for it. The atmosphere's going to be incredible because Stevie G coming back. And I think that, you know, I think the players will want to make a point. I think the players really, really want to make a point. And then Klopp will be well aware of this, and he'll be going into them hard, you know. And I think we finally reached a point where in most positions, apart from maybe right back, and obviously Salah's position right wing, everyone else is replaceable now. Okay,
Goldie as well, yeah?
I don't think he is replaceable, but I mean, sorry, not keeper, but Kelleher, when Kelleher's in, I don't mind if Kelleher plays. It doesn't bother me, actually.
There's a drop-off between us.
No, I'm not saying it's not a drop-off. Look, I'm not saying it's not a drop-off, but I'm not like, if I'm not like, oh my days, like with when Adrian comes in. You know, all I'm saying is that
you lot are so horrible to that man.
I'm honest. Can I not be honest? Dre, am I allowed to be honest? I thought I could be honest with you guys. Can I be honest?
You can.
Sure, okay, thank you.
Even the players feel that way, Ellie. When
do you know what I mean? you look at the way Joe Gomez looks at the guy when the guy's running at him like, he's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You know, it's like, why? So anyway, so all I'm saying is that, so I think a lot of the players are playing for positions now, you know, whereas we haven't had that in the past. Robbo, last few games, since Robbo's position was in slight question with Tsimikas, he's just come on another level last few games. He's been very good recently.
I was saying, you and Suki were calling for him to be dropped. Because of form.
No, because
and he did get dropped, but because of injury, and he came back.
He got dropped.
He got injured.
Klopp watched him play for Scotland and thought, "Nah, you know what? I can't be doing this." And so he put Tsimikas in there, and then gave Robbo a little time to watch.
But I mean, this is something that that Cass and I said ages ago, that it's something we believe, that if you've got competition for places, it brings out the best.
Yeah, 100%. And I think we've got that.
Have people rocking up like it's like Sunday league, you know, football, where you know you're playing. Do you get what I mean? Yeah, because there's only 11 of you. You can't have that. You have to have someone thinking, oh shit, like I need to step up. So you know, the other guys, when Bobby's back, the other guys are shitting themselves because obviously they got Jota on their ass.
Yeah, exactly. Bobby knows he has to come back proper, and Jota knows if he doesn't play, because Bobby went ahead of Jota at the start of the season. When Bobby was bagging his hat tricks and stuff, when Bobby was fit, he played.
Played well this season.
Yeah, when Bobby was fit, he played. So
and same thing, and Hendo didn't jump straight in the team because he's captain. Same type of thing.
Thiago back, exactly. Thiago back. Keita's gonna have to fight for his place back. You know, Ox has to fight to keep his place.
Keita chat, man. Enough that.
All right. Anyway, but then you know, you're looking at even Mane. Mane.
I was joking, by the way.
You weren't, mate. You were not joking. I get nervous talking about Keita. I don't want to put too much pressure on him. He's, he's just.
He'll get injured again. You know it. This is why I'm saying, like, it's not worth talking about. He would just get cracked.
Yeah, you know, anyway, I'm not talking about him.
Let's allow that. Okay.
Right, I think that's it. Wrapped up for today.
That's a wrap.
We've got through a lot of things. Hopefully, we'll be back with a victory. And then Cass can give his thoughts as well. I really hope we don't draw 2-2 so much.
I got to say, this is probably the best show of the season so far, no?
Oh, shit. Hey.
Dre, you can edit him out, you know.
I know.
We'll just have a gap every time Cass is talking.
That's what it sounds like anyway.
It'd be a 5-minute show then, isn't it? It'd be a 5-minute show.
Right, thank you for joining, guys, and thank you for joining us. Cheers. For this special occasion, Cass. Until next week, peace.